such an asshole.
Hello, children. Got an interesting and simple question. And I don't, because he's so young and he doesn't have anything to lose, the answer is like, well, yeah, you know, give it a shot. You could always come back. Howdy, Cappy. The Canadian government has been increasingly authoritarian as well as the population. I have a rare blood disorder and I cannot get the root beer float without risk of clotting. Neither the government or population recognize this. Apparently, I'm akin to a neo-Nazi now. Yes, yes, you are. I've been banned from gyms and other non-essential businesses as there are no medical exemptions unless I get the first dose and have a bad reaction. In about a month, I will be banned from planes and will be unable to leave the country unless I get the root beer float. My intuition tells me this is strange and I should leave Canada, but my left-wing family tells me I'm overreacting. Oh, your left-wing family. Oh, the ones who are like, you know, not doing too well, I'd imagine. The ones who are all for either living off of other people or enslaving themselves in bloodletting for other parasites to live off. That leftist family? Okay, I just want to make sure. Computer science student with 15,000 Canadian in the bank from working manual labor before starting university. I'm in my third year and close to company hireable and been doing small freelance gigs for low amounts in the past few months. I'm planning on dropping out regardless because the teachers suck. Well, you shouldn't quit your degree is good. Should I go on an extended vacation and see how Canada plays out, possibly Mexico? Yes. And if I recall correctly, isn't because Canada's still part of the British Empire? Aren't you guys part of the Commonwealth where you could go to like places like the Caymans or something like that? There's a couple other places you can go to because you haven't left Canada or Britain. I want to be trapped in Canada and increase my freelance hours and make a minimum $1,500 per month. Let me know if I'm being a pansy or is this legitimately concerning? Thanks. I think it's absolutely legitimately concerning, especially since you already have blood problems. Something stinks to high heaven about this. It reminds me of like, oh, the paper cup. This is before your time. All the paper companies are going to burn down the trees. We're going to have no trees left. I'm like, what? And that turned out to be a lie. And the glaciers are going to melt and all this and every, you know, the sky has been falling a million times. It's just, it's coming from the same people. I'm missing a piece of the formula. And so you are right to be somewhat suspicious. And since you have no career, you have no family, you have no obligations. Yeah, I'd leave. I'd go, man. Because here's the worst thing that's going to happen, okay? This is the worst. You're going to go and you're going to travel to Mexico. And then you're going to, maybe you go down to Panama. Or maybe you like Belize because they speak English down there. Or you're just going to go. You're going to go on some adventure. I would strongly recommend you attend school online. Continue with your studies. Get your degree, right? And then maybe you're going to find out you can live in Mexico or Belize or Panama or the Caymans or whatever. Working whatever remote gigs you can. Soon you'll... You say like, well, I don't have to go back. It's warm down here. Because I don't think there's not the North more than Canada than the North Pole. And you go into Russia. And so maybe you go through 7,500. Let's say you go through 10,000 Canadian dollars. That's still fine. You still got $5,000. And you found out, you went out. And then now you have a better idea. You'd be ahead of me in some regards and that you'd know at least, oh, I like this country, but not that country. And so if you want to go for, I mean, you could go to Mexico. Sure, nothing wrong with Mexico. But don't you want to try some other place, like something a little bit more exotic? Do you want to try Asia? Central Europe? Go to a place where you might want to live, potentially? Unless you did potentially want to live in Mexico. Then fine, then go check it out. And then you find out, ah, no, I can't make it. Da-da-da. Fine, I'll come back to Canada. Okay, fine. But I would not give up your studies. Do that online, especially your degrees in computer science or something. You can do that online. So I said, can you take time off from school or attend online? You say, all but one of my classes are online. I could drop the in-person course, but I will lose 10% of tuition paid. Do it. I'm fine losing 10% with Canada going the way Canada is going. Yeah, plus in Canada, everything's so subsidized. It's like, what, a nickel for a college course up there? Like you get your penny back. I live alone and pay my own bills. I'm renting an apartment on a monthly lease. Perfect. You don't have to break a lease. It'd be a pretty big deal for me to get up and leave right now with everything I have going on, but I'm very concerned and annoyed with Canada payments. Do it. Go. You have my blessing. Go. Kind of a no-brainer here. I know you have a lot of things going on. You could continue most of those things. I would get out of here. Just get out of there, rather, I should say. Yes, yes, fellow. Yes. Leave, leave now. Yes, yes. All right, no super chats. I think we all have the right. I think we're all good. I think we all are unanimous on this. I mean, it's coming up on winter too, right? Like, oh darn, you missed Canada's winter. Ooh, horrible. You're down in Puerto Vallarta or whatever. All right, see you guys later, Toodles.